kind of a feathered animal. The general word for them would be four.
Feathered?
Did you ever say five? That's what
we're doing. Yeah,
uh huh. You got a lot of.
Five.
Okay. A hen that's only meant today is trying to hatch out something. What would you call it?
The hen?
I've heard people refer to it setting.
Mm-hmm.
No, what do you call a place where the chickens live, that's it?
Coop.
And if you fry chicken, but it's usually a piece that young children like to get. They grab over one bag and...
Wishbone.
Yeah. Okay. Wishbone. What's a superstition associated with
it? I know something about the one with the top. But I don't remember, you know.
Or is he just supposed to make a wish
or something, yeah.
That comes true.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about the inside parts of a pig or a cow that are edible, but you might not normally eat. Have you ever heard that called a haslet or parslet or hashlet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about the part of a hog that people like to cook? It's really the intestine. They clean them out real good and cook them. Do you ever eat
money?
Uh-uh. Want to? Uh-uh. No. Do you ever smell the food?
Mm-hmm.
It's bad. All right, this expression. If a farmer hears his cows moving and all that, you know, they're hungry,
mm-hmm.
He might say, well, my goodness, I didn't know it was this late. It's right about
night.
Okay, if it's time to feed them, he'd say.
Feeding time.
Alright, since you've never been on a farm, you probably don't know these, but have you ever heard a farmer call to his cow to get him to come in for the pasture?
Mm-hmm.
Like a sweet cow or something like that?
Uh-uh.
You have to know what a farmer would say if he's plowing to his ewes to make them turn left or right.
Mm-hmm.
Like gee or haw?
Mm-hmm.
What about if he wants to get his horses in the pasture? Okay, say if you were riding a horse, what would you say to him to get him started?
Giddy up.
And stop him?
Whoa.
Okay. Do you have any idea of what you would say to pigs to call them to come to you if you were going to get ready to feed them?
Mm-hmm.
You would think you'd something like that? A silly pig?
Uh-uh.
And I'm sure you don't know what it's called, sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about you? You've probably heard people women call the chickens when they want to get them to come to them to feed them. What would they say?
Head chicken.
Let's say if you wanted to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say you have to do what to the horses?
Harness.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. And if you were riding a horse, those long leather things that you hold in your hand to guide it with?
Reins.
What about the long leather things that a farmer would hold in his hands when he's plowing with the needles to guide it?
Right.
Yeah. When you ride the horse, the things you put your feet in.
Stirrups.
When a farmer's plowing with horses, do you have any idea what you would call the horse that walks in front?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a lead horse?
Uh-uh.
All right, this expression. If I'm trying to tell somebody where something is, I might say, well, it's not right near here at hand. It's just a little...
farther.
Okay, or it's a little blank over.
Little way over.
Okay. Say if you're traveling and you haven't yet finished your journey, you might say, well, we still have a blank to go before, don't we?
Way to go.
And if something's very common, you might say, well, you don't have to look for that in any special place. You can find that just about...
anyway.
Say if I trip and fall in the yard and I fall that way, you say I fell?
Back.
Front. Forward. Okay. Alright, so if a schoolboy has just been blessed out by his teacher, and he doesn't understand it, he might say, well, why is she blaming me?
Didn't do anything else.
Okay.
if I accidentally step on somebody's rake and break it, he might say, well, that's okay, I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And if a child is crying, he might say, well, my friend ate the candy, he was eating it, and he didn't give me.
Mm-hmm.
Right, well, do you have any idea what you would call those trenches that are cut out by a plow? Furrow. You said it's spelled F-U-R-R-O-W-S. Furrow.
Okay.
If a farmer has a good yield, he says, he raised a big quart of wheat.
Corn.
Okay. And if he's getting the trees and bushes off the land, you say he did what to the land?
Weed.